Hello, and welcome to this week's installment of the Super Fisters. This is the news and comic book review podcast thingy that's being done through sfist.com and also Isotope Comics news and reviews for comic books in the San Francisco area. I'm Matty Matt from sfist.com, and I've got three comic books this week that I'm going to be talking about. We will start with my favorite book that unfortunately has such an incredibly terrible title that I don't even want to say it out loud. It is that bad. Let's just say it once and we'll get it done and out of the way and we'll never have to come back to it. Toopy Dupes is the title. There, I said it, and I feel like less of a man for having done so. I don't know why I dislike the title so much. It's just uncomfortable to me. It would be like, I don't know, using that new vibrating five-blade razor on my tongue or something. It just doesn't sound nice. Anyway, it's by Kevin McShane, and it's actually a good story. It's my favorite book this week. Shame about the title. But anyway, it's about this doofy superhero actor guy. He plays superheroes, and he and his friend have moved to Los Angeles. Now, this is a parallel Los Angeles, very different from our own, where instead of movies, they produce comic books. For example, the lead character auditions for a villain part in a Superman comic, and when they're actually shooting these comic books, instead of saying what page on the script they're on, they say what panel in the comic book they're on. So it's, you know, actually very much like Hollywood, only with books instead of movies. But same, you know, regular Los Angeles stuff goes on, hollering at pretty women on the sidewalk and fighting cockroaches and palm trees and hot weather and, you know, Hollywood stuff. And it's actually a pretty nice story. Good characters. The namesake of the book, whose name I'm not going to say again. The also stupidly named Teeter Eater, his friend. And my favorite character, Mr. Bananas, who unfortunately doesn't get very much time. He's a pet monkey who hates everyone and everything, which is just my favorite description of a character ever. Any resentful, angry, bitter character I'm going to love. So, he was good. It's not a really high-impact kind of story. There's no real big crisis or emotional problems or whatever. It's just, you know, fun, zany silliness in Los Angeles with the comic books and stuff. So, good stuff. Kevin McShane's the author, and I'm not going to tell you what the title is again. Convention Confessional is our next book. That's by Rob Riley. It's kind of a cross between the last book I discussed and maybe Art School Confidential. Convention Confessional, which is a difficult title to say, but at least it doesn't sound horrible, is sort of an anthology of stories about life in the comic book industry, going to conventions, showing your work off, meeting other nerds, that kind of thing. Unfortunately, these stories are even lower impact than the previous book I talked about. Nothing really happens here. One story is about, hey, look at that crazy guy who makes a poor comic book and we don't like his comic book, so we're going to make fun of it. And, hey, look at that artist who has an idea for a comic book and we think it's dumb. And, hey, there's a pretty woman and I want to go on a date with her. I mean, there's no way I could ruin the ending of any of these stories because it just doesn't exist. They just sort of sit around the stories and then they go away and the next story comes. There's no, I don't know, plot, really. They just kind of bring up things that are funny about comic book conventions and then they move on to the next thing. The art, however, is really stupendous. I really liked the pictures. Really expressive, well-drawn. I think Rob Riley, the author, also is the artist. There's a picture of him in the back. Now, here's something that's funny, is that a lot of artists and writers and just creative types draw or write about themselves. It's always very autobiographical. And, of course, this book is clearly autobiographical because it's about going to comic book conventions and stuff and showing off your little self-published work, which is what this book itself is. And so there's a picture of Rob in the back, and he has the same sort of hair and the same glasses as the main character in this book. Well, he's got the same stupid mutton chop sideburns as the same character, as the main character. And so I think he's drawing himself, but he's... And I'm sorry, Rob, but the character is drawn so much cooler than the photograph of the artist. I mean, he doesn't look uncool, it's just that the main character of the book is really, I don't know, he looks sort of dapper in a nerdy kind of way. His sideburns certainly are more impressive than in real life. So, anyway, I just thought that was funny. Yeah, I'm looking at the picture right now. You should go online and see if you can find a picture of Rob Reilly, and compare it to his art, because they don't compare favorably for Rob, unfortunately. Okay, last this week we've got The Golden Plates, a multi-part comic bookization of the Book of Mormon. And if you don't know much about Mormon, like myself, all I know is that basically what I saw in that episode of South Park that made fun of Mormon. If you don't know much about it, you're not going to learn too much from these books, because they are so dense and so difficult to read, and so it seems faithful to the original work that it's kind of a chore to get through them. Dialogue stuff like, let's turn to a random page. "Behold, I have dreamed a vision. I have seen a vision. Because of the thing which I have seen, I have reason to rejoice in the Lord because of Nephi and Sam, that they and many of their seed will be saved. But Laman and Lemuel, I fear greatly because of you." And so forth. It's really hard to get through this. It's like sitting in church, kind of, which is unfortunate because comic books should be interesting. Especially comic books about mythology, because there's so many cool elements there. You've got, you know, supernatural beings with great powers, and all the begetting that goes on, and all the wars and violence and stuff, and strange artifacts, and people sneaking around and betraying each other, and magical powers, and stuff like that. Not to mention, one of the main parts of Mormonism, apparently, is Jesus showing up in Central America, and descendants of Joseph, I think, going to America, and they apparently, according to Mormonism, lived in the United States, in the area that is known as the United States now, in like 600 BC. Which is an interesting idea, that's cool, and make a good idea for a comic book, but unfortunately it's just so dense and difficult to read. I have no idea what these books are about. I could not tell you what Mormonism is after having gone through all of these. It's just so dense and so confusing. I mean, "For the Lord would not suffer after he had led them out of the land of Jerusalem and kept and preserved them from falling into the hands of their enemies. Yea, he would not suffer that the words should not be verified, which he spake unto our fathers, saying that inasmuch as ye will not keep my commandments, ye shall not prosper in the land." I think using the word "inasmuch" in a work that is intended to appeal to a broad audience, you're kind of setting yourself up for failure there. So, sorry, Golden Plates. I'm sure Mormons love this book. In fact, I'm told they do, that the book sells really well outside of the comic book community, because Mormons like it. But for the rest of us, I'd have to give this a frowny face with a question mark. So, to recap this week, we've got Toopy Doops, which gets a smiley face, except for the title, which gets a very stern wagging of the finger. Convention Confessional, which gets kind of a, kind of smiley face, sort of frowny face. You know what it gets? It gets the piping symbol. That's the one above the enter key that looks like just a straight line. A colon piping symbol. Meh. It's all right. It's okay. Art's good. And Golden Plates, which just baffled the hell out of me. And if you got a Mormon friend, maybe you'd make a nice gift. So there you have it. I heartily encourage you going out and finding that first book I mentioned, and as far as the other ones, it's up to you. All right. I'm going to continue doing these podcasts. If you enjoy them, you can stop by sfist.com, or you can stop by iknowwhatimdoing.com, which is my website, and don't forget to check out Isotope Comics, which is in Hayes Valley. And don't forget to check out Isotope Comics' website, isotopecomics.com. They're doing weekly video streaming things of weird, obscure movies from the 1950s and 60s, and so they're always really good. I think this week is something like Colossus and the 50-Foot Woman or something like that. Sounds good. Anyway, okay, until next week, goodbye.